A lot of times we say with our lips something that's really not in our heart. We say with our lips that at the time seems good or convenient. But when the testing time comes, it's not what's really within us. And you and I, we need to get to the point where the sincere desires of our heart, everything that's in us, is to do the will of God no matter what it costs, and that really be what is our intent and our goal. Because, you know, we're living in a world today when man is, and Christian people especially, are fixing to be tested in ways that we haven't been tested in our lifetime or Christian people tested in a long time. And yet you and I, the same God still lives and reigns. And it's wonderful to know that God has given us plenty of examples of how wonderful He is. As I was listening to the radio this morning, to the gospel great, and a man talking about the song that he had been blessed to sing, and the man that wrote it, about Daniel in the lion's den, and talking about the catchphrase in it, don't throw a hungry lion in the den with a praying man, because that old lion's going to go hungry. You and I today, the God that did that for Daniel is still alive. He still lives and reigns. He still controls all that there is to control. The difference is Daniel had faith to believe his God was able. But if he didn't, he wasn't going to back down anyhow. He was still going to do what he knew God would have him to do. He knew what was right, and he wasn't going to compromise it. You and I today, we need to be to that same place. You know, I've often wondered, there as the three Hebrew children was being led to the furnace, or as Daniel was being taken to the lion's den, wonder what the devil was saying in their ears when they were going in faith in God. Wonder what the devil was saying to them to try and make them doubt. There is nothing in Scripture that lets us know that. Because whatever that the devil was saying, they was able to push aside and still hold on to faith. They didn't walk in wondering, is our God going to deliver? They went in knowing, my God can, but if He don't, I'm ready to go and stand for Him anyway. You and I today, that's exactly what God wants of us when it comes our time. If you'd like to read with us in the 22nd chapter of St. Luke, this is familiar scripture, but I want each and every one of you to pay attention to the answer here. But in the 31st verse, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Listen here then to the 33rd. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Now here, that was Peter's full intention at that time. I'm ready to go into prison or to death with thee. But in just a few hours, just because he seen what Christ was going through, Peter's heart failed. And he denied that he even knew Christ. But here his intentions, he was willing to go to
prison or even to death. In America today, we got all kinds of people that sit in church that they say, I'm ready to take my stand for the Lord. I'm willing. I realize we're coming faith to faith with rough time. But I'm willing to stand for God. But when the test and time comes, I wonder how many is really going to stand the test. Peter here, he fell down. I don't have what it takes to stand. Oh, Peter, he had to do just exactly what Christ said. When thou art converted, you strengthen the brother. Peter fell down. I need something more than death that I've gone. And he began to pray and talk to God. You'll find that Peter, when the words of Christ come true, that he denied him three times. Peter went out and wept bitterly. What was it? No doubt he was ashamed and then he seen just how weak that he was. You and I today, all kinds of people, they talk about how strong a Christian I am, how I believe in God. I would stand and fight for that that's right. But yet when it comes to the daily life, they lack the determination to live a spiritual life with the Lord. They lack the discipline of having their daily reading and prayer and spending time with God. You and I here, we can read this. And probably if we was standing there with Christ as Peter, we might have told Christ the same thing that Peter said. I'm ready both to go to prison and die with you. But when the testing time come, Peter didn't have what it took to stand, did he? You and I today, we might think we can stand, but only those that truly love God from the very depths of their heart, only those that bought that God said, buy the gold, tried in the fire, that faith is willing to stand against all odds of doubt, that faith is willing to go up and ask the things of God that looks impossible and walk away looking to see it enter, that faith that they'll find back there to follow with the old prophet city fan. You and I today, we need to exercise faith in God when we see just a very little evidence. And you know, how I know that God can hear and answer my prayer is when I'm down praying and I feel the Spirit of God right there. When I'm praying for something, I get up with faith believing God's going to do it. Why? The evidence was there in the Spirit as I communicated with God. You and I today, if we don't have any Spirit in our prayers, it's hard to have the faith to believe that they're going to be answered. But when we get everything else out of the way to where we can commune back and forth with God and that Holy Spirit be there as a witness within, or you can get up from there knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt, your prayer has been heard and the answer's on the way. I'm so thankful God is able to give us the strength that we can stand. You know, you'll find Peter later on, he stood the test, didn't he? Later on, he was able to stand with Christ on there for the faith of God, even unto them. You and I today, that's what it takes for each and one of them. And if you don't have that strength today, spend some time on your knees praying. Can you endure with that power from on high? Do you feel the answer has come? Hover down around you. You and I first of all, when we kneel before God, we need to ask a drink from that fountain to fill that cup overflow and begin to talk to God about that that concerns our soul. And we'll see that God has given us the answer that we desire. You know, He said He'd give us the sincere desires of our heart. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what I will face in my life before it comes to an end. But I know, as long as I hold on to the big hand of God and I keep my faith anchored in God, no matter what comes, I'll be able to stand. No matter what comes, I can still stand and testify God is real. You and I today, that's something we need to set our mind and our heart to hold on to that hand of God. Not turn and look at the things around about us. Peter's demise was because he went and began to warn at the fire of the world. He began to listen to the talk of the world. He was too far from Christ, wasn't he? Me and you, when the storm trials of this life come, we need to get right up close to Christ. We need to have Him right with in arm's length at all times. But the rougher the storm gets, the closer in we need to be. You know, when the storm is raging, there's nothing like feeling the big arms of God wrapped all the way around you. You know, Jason, for some reason, is sort of scared of dogs. And you can be holding him where there's a big dog, and you watch how close he gets into you and how tight he will hold on. Why? He's dependent upon you to be his protection. Me and you, we're dependent upon God to be our protection. Let's get a big, serious hold on God. Pull ourselves in just as close as we can. Be as obedient unto God's word so we're not found as Peter was way far off. When the realization comes, we've done what God said that we was going to do when we didn't want to. You know, you and I, the Bible makes it plain as can be. If we walk afar off, we're going to fail. If we want to succeed in the things of the Lord, then we need to be on far for God and walking close to Him. If we want our children and our grandchildren to grow up and know God, then we need to be an example in front of them that they can see God in us. You know, you'll find back in the Bible, for generations after Abraham, they was looking back and putting their faith and trust in what Abraham had done to deliver. Me and you, we need to live a life pointing our children and our grandchildren to God, but that our life might be an example and an anchor for their life.
that they can see God's real. God is true. He's the one that can deliver when all else fails. And you and I, if we put our faith and trust in Him, here, Peter, as within him, just self, he had intentions of being willing to go to prison or die for Christ. You and I today, that might be our intentions, but is something that we just say because it sounds good, or is it something from our very heart? Is it something when we say, I want to live for the Lord, I want my life to be just what Christ would have it to be? Or is it that our desire is toward the things of the world? You know, there's all kinds of people in America today that they say they love God. They say that they want to live for the Lord. But yet, when it comes to being out in the world and witnessing for God, they're one of those that's standing real quiet when the situation or the conversation turns to anything about God. They just stand there and sort of keep quiet. You and I, Peter thought that that worked for him. He would just stand at the fire and be quiet to see what was going to happen. But he found out the world forced him to take a side, didn't it? The world's going to force you to take a side. And if you haven't got the backbone to stand for Christ, it's going to come out. If you haven't got the fortitude to take the persecution of a Christian, it's going to come out. And you know, it don't take always standing and saying, I don't believe there's a God, to separate us from God. It might just be the thing when you're in a crowd where people begin to say something against God or God's people, and God gives you something to say, and instead of you saying it, you turn and walk off. You didn't say anything denying God, but by your action, you did. God wants each and every one of us to love Him to the extent of what Peter said he was willing to do, we would do. Peter had to come to that place in his life that he was willing. You know, you'll find Peter denied Christ 3 times. And then when Christ come and they had went back to fishing and Christ come on the shore and he had already a fire going and fish there. Nothing that it showed that he had any way of catching the fish, but he had the fire and the fish there. And when they come, 3 times Christ asked Peter, Peter, do you love me? Wonder if in Peter's mind, each time he said yes, he remembered each time he said no, that he didn't know him. You and I, we deny God here for all of eternity. We might be saying, yes, 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 but eternally too late. There's people in hell right this very moment confessing that God is God and there is none other. There's Muslims right there in hell that's saying, oh, the God of all God is the God of Abraham. God of all God is the God of Israel. But for eternity, they'll be there recognizing that with no hope. Why? Because while they had the opportunity, they said no. You and I today, just because we're in America and a Christian nation, that does not make us a Christian. First of all, we must come and repent of our sin and be born again. And then surrender our will unto God's will. While we get some song to sing, I beg you, if you haven't become fully persuaded within your own life to live for God no matter what. I beg you, will you come? If you're holding on to the things of the world, whether, you know, I was talking to somebody this week, and we was talking about young men, and whether they was virtuous or not, and I said, physically, there's a lot of young men, maybe, but mentally, they're not. Because when they get the age of about 13 or 14, the devil starts putting thoughts in their mind that's not pleasing unto God. And if we dwell upon them, they will end up taking hold and becoming sin within us. And you and I today, we need to recognize the way that God says to live is the best way. It's not one of the best ways. It is the best way. And the only way for us to make it from this life to heaven. While we sing, will you come? Don't try and deceive yourself, because we're not going to deceive God. Hear as Peter told Christ, I'm willing to go to prison or die for you. And Christ told him, you're going to deny me 3 times, Peter. You might be telling Christ right now, oh, I'll live where I want. Christ knows what's in your heart right now. He knows the truth. Don't deceive yourself, because that's the only one you're deceiving. You haven't got God deceived, and you haven't got the devil deceived. Don't deceive yourself. Will you come?